This is Hidden Killers Week in Review.
A look back at the most prolific stories of the week.
You're listening to the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring attorney, guest, and former felony prosecutor Eric Faddis.
How long is it going to be until we see Brian Koberger in court, like for the actual trial? Not just another hearing, another motion to dismiss, another this, another that. There's been a lot of that. That's been pretty much, you know, how it's been going. That's how cases go. That most of what happens in a trial is litigated before the trial actually even takes place. An Idaho judge just the other week denying the motion by Brian Koberger, to dismiss the charges and appeal the decision to the Supreme Court amid concerns about a lot of delay. Still no date set for the trial that could likely last up to 15 weeks. Joining me to discuss, attorney Eric Faddis. Eric, yeah, they're talking about possibly starting this thing up July or summer of 2025, not this year. Why so long?
Yeah, that's what they're saying now, man. You just wait until, give us a few months, and we're going to be, look, I hope this trial gets done this decade. I'm telling you, this is such a massive case. It's a quadruple homicide. There are teen agencies investigating and that have discovery and stuff like that. The defense attorneys are going to have to review just a massive mountain of information. And so it's going to take a long time. But also we are seeing, you know, these motions coming forward, especially from the defense. Those have to be litigated. Those can add some delay, sometimes inadvertently. But it's just such a massive undertaking. You know, it's not even one murder case can take years. And this is quadruple murder. And so I think 2025 is optimistic, man.
If you have a client that is innocent and there's some sort of exonerating evidence out there for him, wouldn't we know it by now? Or I mean, obviously, the further we push this out, there's all different possibilities that could take place. But if there was something, wouldn't the interest truly be, let's get this thing done so we can get on with life and he doesn't have to spend years and years being locked up as we litigate this and try to figure it all out?
You would sure think so. But now keep in mind, a lot of criminal defense attorneys really like to keep that information close to the vest. They don't want to give it to prosecutors because often it can be misconstrued and twisted. And the prosecutors, you know, do some extra legwork to try to invalidate what the defense thinks is evidence of innocence. And so sometimes the criminal defense attorneys are reluctant to give that over until very near trial. Now, that's going to be a problem for Koberger if the trial doesn't happen for, you know, two or three more years. He's in custody.
Does this bode well for Koberger the further out this goes, the longer it takes? Is this a strategy on the part of his defense of, look, I know this sucks, you're in jail, but, you know, you have far better odds of not being executed or being in prison for the rest of your life if you can, you know, suck this up for the next couple of years?
Many criminal defense attorneys think that delay is a friend of the defendant. And, you know, what happens over time is, you know, unfortunately, some of these witnesses might move out of the country or disappear or die for some reason. You know, evidence erodes. It's less testable over time. There are these law enforcement witnesses who are building, you know, case upon case for other cases. As the years go by, some of the information gets jumbled. It's less sharp. It's less precise. And so I wouldn't surprise me if Koberger's defense is pushing this out in part to try to gain some advantage at trial.
Could that also not backfire against them in terms of the evidence itself? Right now, you know, we obviously there's a gag order. We don't know all of the evidence by any means. We know what has come out in some of the affidavits and such. Some of that being a bit of DNA. There's not a ton that we are at least aware of in the public, but the advances in DNA technology and recognizing it in more and more microscopic levels and connecting it to people in ways that are far more advanced and accurate than they were 5 years ago are incredibly advanced. If we're going to wait another 2 or 3 years, one would have to assume, well, the technology probably will continue to get better and better, which could also very much continue to point the arrow more and more at him. That's another thing they have to contest with if we're going to delay this by years is technological advances that could really screw eyewitnesses. Just the DNA could 100% prove at some point, look, here's what we got. We wouldn't have had this 2 or 3 years ago had we went to trial then.
It's a solid point. I didn't even think about that, but it's so true. I mean, look at the Rex Hurlman, the Long Island serial killer. You know, these killings allegedly happened years and years ago. But mm-hmm. with the advancement of technology, they've been able to get to a point where they claim they can tie him to the murders now. And so sometimes the delay, you're just delaying the inevitable and allowing the prosecution to further build their case. And so that could definitely be a problem for Koberger, assuming those advancements continue on, which they have been.
What is the goal right now if you're in Koberger's camp? Is it simply, we're not even going to think about the date of this trial yet? We're just going to file motion after motion to delay, and just see how long we can push that? I mean, at some point, is the judge going to say, no, we're going to go? You can already feel his frustration in that hearing the other day. At some point, can he just say, no, here's the date, we're going forward?
Yes. So at some point, this judge is going to set a trial date. And, you know, if I'm on the Koberger side, I am finding every possible, colorable, potential ground for appeal and filing a motion on to preserve it for what could be an inevitable quadruple murder conviction for my client. Because as the evidence has, at least what's been publicly disclosed, is not looking good for Goldberg. And so I am sort of, in a tactician's way, trying to preserve every ground for appeal that I can for later on to try to win on that basis, because I might not be able to win on the merits.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.